Glaciologist Erin Pettit was on a kayaking trip in Glacier Bay in 2006 when she first wondered what kind of noise glaciers were making under the ice, the water. Her new research shows the answer to that question is a lot, and not just when they're calving, like the sound of pressurized bubbles being released from a glacier. The study shows animals like seals and whales who live and feed near glaciers have adapted to a noisy environment and will have to adjust to much quieter surroundings when global warming forces glaciers to retreat onto land. Pettit says on the kayaking trip, she remembers watching one whale interact with the glacier.
It was a humpback whale that was breaching and playing around and just making a lot of noise. And this went on for hours, and it almost seemed like that the whale was trying to talk to or interact with the glacier, because the glacier would calve and create this big noise, and then the whale would do his thing or her thing, and this went on for hours into the evening, and it really just triggered me to start thinking about, well, what do the glaciers sound like underwater, and what does that mean, that what do whales think of the glaciers?
So, Erin, what's going on there beyond the calving that, of course, is noisy? Why is the ocean so noisy near glaciers?
That really comes down to the pressurized air bubbles that get into glacier ice because of the way snow compresses down and turns into ice way up in the tops of the mountains. As the ice melts, there are little tiny explosions of air coming out of these pressurized bubbles, these pressurized air pockets in the ice that explode out into the water, creating bubbles in the water, which is the primary source of the noise.
And how loud is it? What can it be compared to?
It's hard to make comparisons, but the best that I can think of would be a background white noise hissing sound, but on top of that, there's the little bloop, 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 bloop bubble sound. So if you had a background white noise and then, for example, a choir of children playing the triangle, and maybe not in any organized manner, so you have a whole bunch of random triangle noises going on all at the same time.
So what's the result of all this cacophony? How do you think the noise level is affecting seals and whales?
So while a glacier is retreating, you might have periods of elevated noise. But the key thing for me is that when the glacier finally retreats up completely out of the fjord and on the land, then the whole fjord sound will actually go down and become a very quiet, more normal ocean-like environment. So if for hundreds of years a particular fjord has had, or thousands of years, a particular fjord has had a tidewater glacier with lots of noisy bubbles, and the local ecosystem, the whales and the seals and everybody has adapted to this really noisy environment, and then eventually the glacier completely retreats up out of the water, suddenly that whole environment will undergo a pretty dramatic change in the ambient sound that they've adapted to. And they will once again have to readapt to this completely new environment. Maybe the seals will go find another fjord to use that still has a glacier, or you'll see changing behavior in the animals to readapt to the now quiet fjord. So I just see that this could really suggest a lot more subtle interactions between the changes in the glaciers and the changes in the ecosystem, the behavior of the marine mammals and such than we've really thought about before.
Erin Pettit is a glaciologist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks.